Government reform groups are angry at Governor Cuomo, saying he's giving up too soon on an anti-corruption agenda that includes public financing of campaigns and greater prosecutorial powers for the state's district attorneys. Susan Lerner is with Common Cause.
It's too early to wave a white flag. The finish line is end of the day Thursday. Don't stop running the race now.
But most of the advocates of public campaign financing, abortion rights, and other progressive issues reserve their wrath for the leaders of a breakaway Democratic faction that governs the Senate along with the Republicans. They held a sit-down protest outside the office door of Senate Independent Democratic Conference leader Senator Jeff Klein, demanding that the bills be put on the floor for a vote. Police moved in.
You are blocking a legal path.
And 21 people were arrested, including several leaders of the reform group Citizen Action. Senator Klein, speaking before the sit-in, says he thinks it's ironic that the advocates are blaming the only faction of senators who all actually support their agenda.
It's very interesting that you hammer someone who advocates your position. I am pro-choice, and so is every member of the Independent Democratic Conference. The last time I checked, I have not seen a Republican stand up and say that they're pro-choice to make up for the lack of votes on the Democratic side.
Klein spoke after a leaders' meeting where yet another protest, this time in favor of decriminalizing small amounts of marijuana, was taking place just outside the governor's offices. Senator Klein says the Senate IDC and the Republicans are prepared to vote on an alternative women's agenda bill that includes 9 of Cuomo's 10 proposals but does not include the abortion provision. Cuomo has said that anything less than his 10-point plan is unacceptable, and women's groups have backed him up. Senator Klein turned the tables back on the women's groups, though, saying that if they continue to hold on to the abortion rights provision, they will leave on the table all of the other 9 important portions of the bill.
It's going to be the decision of these women's groups determine the destiny of the 9 package. And it would be a shame. Paid equity, paid maternity leave, domestic violence, human trafficking, these are things that women in New York waited a long time for. I hope we can accomplish those.
Governor Cuomo did not comment publicly as he worked behind the scenes with legislative leaders to put the finishing touches on a plan to expand casino gambling in New York and create tax-free zones at college campuses. The lack of action on abortion rights and public campaign financing comes as a new poll finds that the majority of New Yorkers back the governor's plan to codify into state law the protections in the U.S. Supreme Court Roe v. Wade decision. Steve Greenberg is a spokesman for Siena College polling.
When we said to voters there's a potential compromise out there for the governor's 10-point Women's Equality Act, would you like to see the legislature pass the whole 10 points, including the abortion provisions, or just pass 9 points, which include pay equity, human trafficking, other discrimination issues?
53% said they wanted all 10 points, including the abortion rights provision, passed, compared to 32% who said just pass the other 9 items. The poll also found that New Yorkers, after a wave of scandals and arrests of lawmakers, say legislation to clean up corruption is their top priority. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.